I'm Brad Collins. I'm the Executive Director of the American Solar Energy Society, located in Boulder, Colorado.
Well, take a moment, first of all, and tell us about the society.
Well, ACES, as we call it, was founded in 1954 by a group of scientists. It's a professional membership society that's core of scientists, researchers, engineers, architects, and designers. The last several years, we've had a number of new members that are in the policy, marketing, and education arenas. About 11,000 members in the United States. We have 42 chapters, or chapters in 42 states, and we're the United States section of the International Solar Energy Society.
Is solar energy a growth segment here in this country?
Oh, absolutely. The PV industry has been growing at around 60% per year. We at the American Solar Energy Society, however, since we were founded in 1954, we're much more broader than just photovoltaics or PV. We have a wind division, we have a renewable fuels division, we have a lot of people involved in solar building, so it's much broader than just solar energy. But the whole renewable sector has been growing at about three times the rate of, in terms of manufacturing, of the rest of the U.S. economy. So it's a boom industry, and we feel it's going to be the growth industry for the 21st century globally.
And what will be key to that happening?
Well, our studies have shown that there are three ingredients for growing the industry. And this is taken from our work in doing state evaluations of economic development for renewables. And the same could be said for our country. And those three ingredients are creating a market so that there is incentives that you can sell products right out your door. So that's important for the U.S. to create an internal domestic market for renewables. And the next thing is to create incentives to attract businesses that either manufacture or install or service renewable energy. And the third and final ingredient is leadership. And we need leadership at the federal level, nationally, like we have leadership at the state levels in those states that seem to attract the most business as opposed to their neighbors.
In your comments during the panel discussion, you talked about California being number one in solar energy here.
Yes.
In the country. You also talked about state incentives being a critical component.
Correct. If you add the federal incentives to state incentives, you end up with a better market in one location than in another location. There seems to be in residential solar applications or the deployment of solar technologies on people's homes, there seems to be a price point of out-of-pocket expenditures. And in order to get to that price point that the customer is motivated to purchase these technologies, you have to have, in today's market, you have to have a federal incentive and a state incentive. We are fortunate that currently the cost of solar systems has been dropping in terms of the modules for the application of these technologies. The modules have been dropping about 40%, and we expect them to continue to drop or to stay flat. So this is a good time for people to be involved in purchasing solar, whether it's for their dairy or whether it's for their residence or whether it's for their church or their school. It's an excellent opportunity. It's a good value in that market today. And many places in the United States, the energy savings in terms of what you would be paying your utility will service the cost, the upfront cost of putting solar on your house.
Right, let me ask, how frustrating is it from a solar energy standpoint to come to Washington and see what's going on Capitol Hill when it comes to developing an energy policy in this country?
Well, I can appreciate that the folks in Washington have lots of tugs on their coattails. But I think one of the things that is most frustrating to us, and us I mean the American Solar Energy Society and our 11,000 plus members, is that this is something that the American public in poll after poll for three plus decades have said they would like to see. They would like to see us moving aggressively toward more deployment of renewables and more energy efficiency. We want, as a people, a low-carbon energy society. And what we have is a high-carbon energy society, and there's a disconnect between what the leaders do and what the public says, and there's also a disconnect between a leader's rhetoric of energy independence and we're moving toward being a vibrant and competitive economy in the future and what they actually pass in terms of legislation. And that's something that I'm not sure that the solution for is going to come until there's a big rise up of the American public saying, we want this, we want it now, and either you deliver it or we'll hire someone to represent us who will deliver it.